Certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Because that's God's mercy, to sometimes get you broken down so that you'll return. Take for example the prodigal son. When he left his father's house, he took his portion of inheritance, went out there, got to partying. Yeah. He didn't realize right away that he was out from under the grace. Yeah. Right away, the devil stole everything he had till he finally come to himself in the hog pen. Yeah. He said, I'm going to return back to my father's house. Because at least in his house, the slaves, the servants, eat better than this. Yeah. Amen. He saw right away what will happen. That way of a transgressor gets harder and harder and heart, and God purposes that so that you will return to him and stop trying to accomplish things on your own. Amen. Amen. God only gives grace to the humble. He wants us to submit ourselves to him, to draw near to him, and to depend upon him. As we do this, as we draw near, as we submit, and as we depend upon him, automatically we start to partake of his grace. And when we partake of his grace, the ability, we are now ready to resist sin. We are now ready to resist temptation. We are now ready to resist anything that would try to come into our life that is not of God's doing, is not of God's destiny for us. Amen? Now let me jump into just for a little bit about warfare in the spirit. We must learn to fight the right fight. If we're not discerning, you can be in fights that don't even belong to you. Amen. That's not the fight you're supposed to be fighting, but you're fighting, just fighting and fighting and fighting. And it's not even your fight. I want to ask a question. I touched on this a little bit earlier, but is our warfare with the devil? It's not a trick question. As I said earlier, he is our adversary. But he is not the focus. He's not the focus of our warfare. Some that are real spiritual, spiritual, the devil's under every rock. Somebody look at you funny or gazing off and they think about something, they got a devil. That's the pastor. I mean the apostle, I'm sorry. let me get this straight, so you know. You understand? I remember the time we went into Haiti. I love this story because I still chuckle about it when I think about it. We went into Haiti, we had a group of about 14, 15 of us. And we was all spiritual. You know, this is Haiti. Voodoo. You know, and we loaded for bear. We go into this hospital, and we get clearance to go in and to pray for all the sick people in the hospital. So we're praying, and I keep seeing Brother Willie. You were there, weren't you? Yeah, you was one of them. We were praying for sick people, and finally a group of came across this one sick bed where the lady was laying in the bed, and she was, and we noticed a cross that was over the bed, but the cross was upside down. It's like, oh, this is voodoo at its strongest. You know, people got to praying in tongues and, you know, chopping in the spirit. And the nurse noticed over there praying, and she said, oh, I'm sorry. She came over and she took the cross. She said, oh, the nail came out of the cross and turned it back up. but we is real spiritual. We gonna cast this devil out. And you know, when you're spiritual like that, there's a devil under every rock. But see, as conscious as you are of, see, the devil's not our focus. Jesus is our focus. The devil, you shouldn't be so devil conscious all the time. The devil busy, the devil this. Forget the devil. Get conscious on what God is doing. Jesus is busy. Did you see? God blessed me yesterday. Amen. God brought me through last week. God opened the door for me last week, child. Stop going up that rough side of the mountain. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Come all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. I said earlier, God created you to love pleasure. Nobody likes to be cold for too long or uncomfortable for too long. God made you. Now, I'm going to bring that in perspective as I close, but God made us for pleasure. There's something in us that loves pleasure. There's nothing that's not pleasurable in heaven. There's no dirt on the streets. There's nothing out of order. Everything is divine. And God put something in us. We in the garden, everything was pleasurable. The fruit was good to eat. Wasn't nothing rotten. Nothing rotten. And then the devil slipped up in there. The weather was perfect. There had no need for rain. Everything was plush. Everything grew. Everything in Adam's was accountable to till the garden, to expand the garden, to tend to the garden. God made you that way. That's why you like nice things. Anybody in here not like nice things? Not one hand. All right. Is our warfare with the devil? First, let's establish that fact. No. Jesus warred with him and defeated him. He's our adversary, but he's not our focus of warfare. He's a defeated foe. 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. I want you to put this in, get this deep in your spirit. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Verse 8 says, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now, that word may is very important there. That's why the word says, be sober, be vigilant. Be sober in your mind, be vigilant, for the devil walketh about seeking whom he may. May means that you've been given permission. You know, children ask and you say, yes, you may. May I go to the movie tonight? Yes, you may. I know they don't talk like that today, but you know, the word may. You know, may I? Yes, that means you are given permission. It doesn't say he's going about, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can or seeking whom he will. He can't do it. He has to seek for the one he may devour. He seeks for the one whom he may, the one that will give him permission, the one whose life is in a certain condition that is conducive for him to have permission. He seeks whom he may devour. That's why the word said, be sober. Be sober in your mind and be vigilant. Be watchful. Don't live carelessly. Don't live foolishly. Don't allow sin to have dominion over you. Don't dabble in stuff that you know God hates. Because the devil is walking about seeking whom he may devour, destroy. Those are the ones that are not sober-minded or not vigilant. Give me Luke chapter 21, 34. We're almost there. Luke chapter 21. I'm sorry, 21. Luke 21 and verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. The word overcharge there is an interesting word. Overcharge means that something is being weighted down. Now listen, when our hearts are burdened and weighted down, we are no longer vigilant. When the cares of this life are overwhelming you, you are no longer watching. You are succumbing to the cares of this life. And you are worried about this, and you are concerned about that, and you are troubled about this, and you are anxious over that, and you are not watching, and the devil is walking about seeking whom he may. And guess what? Here he comes now. You let your mind get into that space, and here he comes. That's why here he comes. He adds wood to the fire. Amen. Your heart becomes overcharged. Worry. That's his turf. That's where he's coming. When you get all worried and fearful and afraid of things and worried about this and worried about that and overly concerned, overcharged, your heart gets weighted down. You cease to be vigilant. You see, but you don't see. You hear, but you're not hearing. And then he comes. When our hearts are like that, we're not vigilant. When you're not vigilant, even when God is speaking and truth comes forth, you find it hard to believe because you're weighed down. Amen. And when you're weighed down like that, you are no longer sober-minded. You're no longer carrying the mind of Christ. Even though the mind of Christ is there, you're weighed down by other things. You're not serious, focused on the purposes of God. You're weighed down. And when you are not sober-minded, it's hard for you to believe the truth. There are people that can get so wound up and tangled up and stuff, and even though they come to church and hear truth, they leave the same way because they are so bound up. They need what you call deliverance. Because they got too overcharged. That's why we must rely upon God's grace no matter what he does, no matter how you grow, no matter how he blesses your business, no matter how much money he puts in your hand, no matter how famous you might get, no matter where it may take you, no matter what blessings overtake you, don't allow your heart to become overcharged. Be temperate. Guard your heart.
We are continuing in part 7 of Mega Grace, Abounding in Grace. God will always give more grace than the temptation of sin. There is no little Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will show what is to come. God always gives the grace to conquer sin. When a person operates in sin, they are operating contrary to the way we were created. Sin is only pleasurable for a moment. God's standard for us is not a test. The law of Christ Jesus is favor and light.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.